USA News. I'm John Schaefer. Tropical Storm Hillary rainfall totals have been tallied, and it was a significant amount of precipitation in some areas. Riverside County, California, Public Information Officer Shane Reichert says flooding is an issue.
Well, when they're talking about that nearly 12 inches of rain at Mount San Jacinto, that all drains into that Coachella Valley where Palm Springs and Thousand Palms is. So what you're seeing is the runoff from those mountain communities.
Mount San Jacinto above Palm Springs received 11.6 inches of rain, while Upper Mission Creek, not far from Big Bear, had 13.5 inches. Typical precipitation for August in Southern California is zero. The National Hurricane Center says a tropical system centered in the Gulf of Mexico is expected to bring rain and winds to South Texas.
That is forecast to become tropical storm strength by the time it reaches the southern coast of Texas tomorrow morning.
National Hurricane Center Deputy Director Jamie Rome says the storm could bring up to 6 inches of rain to parts of South Texas. President Biden is set to meet with survivors of the deadly Maui wildfires today. White House Deputy Press Secretary Olivia Dalton told reporters the president plans to tell them he'll provide federal resources for as long as it takes.
Continuing to ask tough questions of the team about what more we can do to accelerate the recovery. How can we get the money out the door faster? How can we solve for challenges that people are facing and that state and local officials are telling us about?
Dalton added, however, it will be a long recovery process. Conservative House Republicans are making demands if a short-term measure to fund the government at the end of September needs to be passed. The House Freedom Caucus said it plans to oppose any stopgap government funding bill that doesn't include policy measures related to the border. And American workers are demanding a record amount of money to take a new job. According to a new survey by the New York Federal Reserve, the minimum acceptable salary is $78,000. This is USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Preparations are being made ahead of Donald Trump's surrender in Georgia.
For the fourth time since March, the former president will formally be placed under arrest. Unlike the other appearances, Trump's expected surrender at the end of the week will not take place in a courthouse.
Imagine the contrast of Mar-a-Lago or Trump Tower to the Rice Street Jail in Fulton County, a world that it's very unlikely Donald Trump has ever seen in his lifetime.
But Atlanta News First Chief Investigative Reporter Brendan Keefe says Trump will get rushed through.
It's really extraordinary to think about it, but he's not going to spend 1 minute in a holding cell. He's not going to be in general population.
Prosecutors have proposed an arraignment for the week of September 5th. I'm Jerry Barmash.
Three people are dead and three others hospitalized after drinking milkshakes contaminated with Listeria bacteria in Washington State. The outbreak is linked to ice cream machines not cleaned correctly at a Frugal's in Tacoma. The Washington State Department of Health said the bacteria can affect people for up to 70 days after consumption, and the machines were used through August 7th. Problems at airports are slowing down after over 1,000 flights were canceled yesterday due to Tropical Storm Hillary on the West Coast. According to FlightAware, 1,600 flights have been delayed Monday. Meanwhile, close to 300 flights have been canceled. The Biden administration is warning Americans not to travel to Belarus and urging those in the country to leave immediately. The State Department categorized the country as a level 4 risk. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Now your ideas don't have to wait. Now they have everything they need to come to life. Dell Technologies and Intel are creating technology that loves ideas, loves expanding your business, evolving your passions. We push what technology can do, so great ideas can happen right now. Find out how to bring your ideas to life at Dell.com. Welcome to Now.